So not only have the geographical bases of those parties changed to some extent, not fully by any means, but to some extent the ideologies have as well. You found major tensions, though, within the parties. To some extent, some of these tensions within the parties were more extreme. Not so much geographical as ideological. It's interesting the terms they use. The Republicans in the Gilded Age were divided between the stalwarts and the half-breeds. The stalwarts were those who basically wanted to continue with the policies of the Grant administration. They were generally in favor of what we today might consider machine politics. The half-breeds were the reformers. They were dead set against any sort of shady practices. They wanted to clean house, and they battled epic battles against the half-breeds. The Democrats were divided too, and we don't have a nice pairing of terms for that, but we could generally come up with sort of two different tendencies. We might talk about the more traditional Democrats versus the group that are often called the Bourbon Democrats, in reference both to the alcoholic drink and to the Bourbon dynasty in France. The Bourbon Democrats were associated much more with financial interests.